Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building something really useful for jungle and drum and bass arrangements. An echo chamber edit. Think of it as a jungle fill transformed into a short, echo-heavy, resampled transition. It sits right between a drum edit, a bass flared fill, and a transition FX moment. It's the kind of thing that can turn a plain phrase ending into a proper event. Why this matters is simple. In D&B, fills are not just there to occupy space. A good fill creates tension, motion, and anticipation. It gives the listener that little moment of, wait, what just happened, before the next section lands. And when you do it right, the fill feels like it was carved out of the break itself, not pasted on top of the track. So let's build this from scratch in Ableton Live 12. Start with a real jungle break, not a random one-shot. Load a break into an audio track and look for a one-bar or two-bar section that already has swing, ghost notes, and a clear snare identity. That's important. If the source already has movement, the echo chamber edit will inherit that movement. If the source is stiff, the result will sound manufactured. Duplicate the clip before you start processing. Always keep a clean source copy. That way you can destroy one version creatively without losing the original break. Crop the clip so you're focused on a tight phrase, then listen to it in context. What you want is a section that already feels like it wants to answer something. A snare, a hat, a little gap, a ghost hit. Those are the ingredients that make the echo speak. Now decide where the fill lives in the arrangement. The best spot is usually the last half bar or last bar before a drop, switch up, or phrase change. In a 4-bar or 8-bar loop, you want the fill to announce the change without stealing the downbeat. That's a key D&B rule. The fill should set up the next section, not fight it. A good practical approach is to place the more active part right at the end of the phrase, especially around bars 4 or 8. If the track is busy, keep the fill short. A beat, or even two quick 16th note bursts, can be enough. If the arrangement is more open, you can stretch it into a full bar with a longer tail. The point is always the same: create tension, then leave room for the next downbeat to hit clean. Now slice the break into playable pieces. Simpler is perfect for this. Put the break into simpler, switch to slice mode, and focus on just a few elements. Usually that means one strong snare slice, one ghost hit or hat, and maybe a tiny tail or ghost kick. You are not building a full beat here. You're building a fill engine. Keep the main snare slice strong and clear. Pull down the ghost notes a few dB if needed, and trim tails aggressively. You want the delay and resampling to do the work, not the raw sample tail. What to listen for here is whether the fill still feels like a coherent gesture when you mute everything else. If it sounds like a random chop pile, choose a better slice set. If it sounds like a short rhythmic sentence, you're in the right zone. Now comes the chamber part. Put Ableton's echo after simpler, or build the effect on a chain you can print later. Start with a short delay time, something like 1/16, 1/8, or dotted 1/16 depending on the tempo and how dense the fill is. Keep feedback moderate, roughly in the 15-35% range. You want the repeat to be felt, not smeared across the whole bar. Use the filters inside Echo to keep the delay out of the sub and out of the kick's way. A good starting point is a low cut around 150-300 Hz and a high cut around 4-8 Khz, depending on how bright the break is. If you want the fill to feel more dubby and cavernous, push the feedback a little higher and let it bloom more. If you want it sharp, dark, and club functional, keep it tighter and drier. Why this works in D&B is because the ear hears the first hit as the drum phrase and the repeats a space. That means a small fill can feel much bigger without actually cluttering the arrangement. The trick is to let the delay create tension, not fob. What to listen for is the balance between impact and wash. The first transient should still punch. If the echo starts swallowing the snare, shorten the feedback, narrow the repeat, or tighten the filter. In drum and bass, clarity beats success every time. Next, shape the tone. Saturator or drum boss are both great here. A little saturation helps the repeat stay audible on smaller systems and gives the fill more attitude. One clean option is echo into saturator, then EQ 8. Drive the saturator lightly, maybe 2-6 dB, and use EQ to clean out mud around 250-500 Hz if needed. You can also tame harshness around 3-6 Khz if the break starts biting too hard. If you want more aggression, drum boss before or after echo can work really well. Just be careful with boom. For this kind of fill, you usually want the low end tight, not inflated. A subtle amount of drive can give you that broken up jungle edge without turning the fill into mush. Keep listening for whether the front hit still reads clearly after the processing. If the transient disappears, back off and simplify. A really useful next move is automation. You can automate Echo's filter or place an auto filter before the delay and slowly open it over the fill. For example, let the high pass move upward slightly or open the low pass toward the end of the phrase. That makes the fill feel like it's unfolding through a tunnel rather than just repeating mechanically. Keep it dark if your track is dark. You do not need a bright riser. You want pressure, not glitter. Think of it like a hallway opening up before the drop. Subtle movement goes a long way. At this point, commit it to audio. Resample or record the processed fill into a new clip. This is where the idea becomes an edit. Once it's printed, trim it tightly, fade the tail if needed, and cut the front so the first transient stays sharp. If the fill lands a little stiff, nudge it a few milliseconds earlier or later until it grooves properly with the drums. This is also a great place to make two printed versions right away. Make one with a shorter, drier tail and one with a longer, more obvious chamber feel. That gives you choices later without reopening the whole chain. In DNB, versioning saves time and keeps you moving. Good workflow matters. Now shape the printed audio in arrangement view. A strong echo chamber edit often works like a call and response. You might have a strong first hit, a short gap, then two faster echo responses, then a final tail right before the next downbeat. Or you might do the opposite. Start dense, then pull away into a tense little question mark before the drop lands. What to listen for is whether the edit still feels musical after the resampling. If you trim away the tail and the whole thing collapses, the core rhythm is too weak. But if the first hit or short figure still reads on its own, then the space around it is doing real work instead of carrying the whole idea. Now bring the bass back in and check the transition in context. This is essential. A fill can sound amazing solo and still fail the second the sub and kick are in. High pass the printed audio if needed, usually somewhere around 120 to 200 HC, depending on the bass line and the mix. If the bass is a strong reese or a big roller, keep the fills low and minimal. If the bass is more staccato and mid-focused, you can allow a bit more bite, but the kick transient still has to stay obvious. Also check mono compatibility. If the delay has gone too wide, it can weaken the center of the mix and smear the transition. Keep the first hit centered, and let the repeats create space around it rather than turning the whole thing into a stereo cloud. A really important mindset here is to treat the fill like a phrase-ending drum performance, not a preset. The question is always, does this feel like a drummer mutating the groove in real time, or like a delay was pasted on top? If it feels pasted, strip it back. Usually the strongest version is the one with fewer devices and a clearer rhythmic core. And remember this, the best fills are built at track level, not in solo. Loop the last two bars with kick, snare, bass, and the fill all playing together. If the fill only works when the bass is muted, it's not done yet. You want the section to feel more exciting, not more confused. Once you've got a working edit, use it as a variation tool across the tune. Try a short version before the first drop, a slightly tougher version in the middle, and a stripped or darker version into the second drop. That gives your arrangement progression without losing the identity of the tune. On the second pass, change just one thing. Maybe the delay is shorter, maybe the filter is darker, maybe there's one extra snare hit. Small changes go a long way. For darker, heavier DNB, keep the first transient dry or mostly dry, then let the echo bloom after it. That preserves punch. Also, shorter delay times with darker filtering often sound more underground than huge feedback washes. Big, cinematic echoes can be cool, but for jungle and rollers, short and nasty usually hits harder. If you want an extra bit of menace, print two versions, one with a snare-led repeat and one with a ghost note-led repeat. The ghostier one can sit underneath a bigger transition and make the edit feel alive without crowding the downbeat. Another strong move is a tiny timing asymmetry. Nudge one repeat a few milliseconds early or late so it feels human and broken, not perfectly gridlocked. That little imperfection adds a lot of character. Let's talk about the common traps. The first is letting the delay repeat too long. That turns the fill into a wash and masks the next phrase. The fix is simple. Reduce feedback, reduce wet level, or print a tighter version and cut the tail manually. The second trap is leaving too much low end in the fill. That creates conflict with the kick and sub. High pass the resampled fill or filter the delay itself, so the chamber stays focused in the mids. The third is choosing a source slice with no transient definition. If the front edge is weak, the effect reads like ambience instead of a drum event. Pick a snare-led slice, sharpen the edit, or reinforce the attack with a cleaner transient. Another good habit is to ask yourself, what survives when the tail is removed? If the answer is nothing, The edit needs more rhythmic identity. You want a first hit or a short figure that still works even before the space blooms. Now for a quick practical exercise. Build one usable echo chamber edit from a single jungle break. Keep it under 2 bars. Use only stock Ableton devices. Make one version compact and dry, and make another with a longer, more obvious chamber tail. Then place both at the end of an 8-bar loop and compare them against the drums and bass. Ask yourself, does it still read as part of the drum language? Does the sub stay clean? Does the transition push into the next phrase instead of floating over it? And if you mute the fill, does the section lose momentum? Those answers tell you everything you need to know.